innovation, not to have a, you know, a better small bus service through to where people actually be in one state and away from the main roads where the big buses go.
Can we have a question here?
Yeah, I'd like to go back to Brockwell Park, if that's okay, in Herne Hill. Having lost some of the green space at Brockwell Park, I've been very disappointed to see that what seems to have replaced it is pavement. Do you think that when the junction is finally open, I'm told it's supposed to be tomorrow, but there's some debate, it will be tomorrow, will it actually improve the transport infrastructure for all transport users?
And bricks and central square space.
Yeah, we've got square.
The answer is I don't know how it will improve it for cyclists, because that's just something you know until you actually use it. I went through from Norwood Road up onto Half Moon Lane the other day, and I found it a pretty nasty manoeuvre. Mind you, it always was. But I just don't know. In terms of the loss, it was a pretty shabby corner of the park, to be fair. We need to replace. We need to replace anything that's lost with the equivalent somewhere else, and there is the Vicarage Garden.
I think we'll just have a minute on this one.
Basically, Brockwell Park is just great, and I'm very disappointed that your Green Council actually supported this along with Labour, the local and the Labour Herne Hill councillors. I have no idea. We were trying to oppose the scheme full stop. We didn't want it full stop, so the Friends of Brockwell Park probably got it wrong by coming out of the scheme, which would only decrease the loss of space by half in that. They should just stayed and opposed it completely. So we didn't really get terribly involved in how it would help other users, but all we do know is got this massive, great pedestrian island, which has no greenery at all. And it is, as my colleague Andrew Sorden, who's my fellow councillors from over here, said, we need to look at Windrush Square as well, because that's a lost opportunity. Permeable? What happens to rain? And no greenery. There's a plane tree outside the Ripsey and Tate Gardens and the library, which is just now stuck in this arid sort of concrete mass of paving stones. No greenery at all. No plants. Claire, where are we going with this?
1 minute on urban design in general.
I was desperately sad. I think probably the traffic will flow a bit better, but I still don't see why it can't be done by taking a teeny corner off. And it's sad to see it. To stick up a little bit for the Green Party, Becca and I have been trying really hard to get the council and TfL to seriously consider buying the Vicarage Garden to make up for lost green space. I hope we're getting there. We haven't yet had a reaction from Jim Dixon to push this forward from the council. So Nigel, perhaps you could help him with Ask Remain Days.
They're happy to work in trade-off of spaces, having a mechanical common as well. It's an open offer to trade off any parts of landscape in broad terms. I don't know if Jason knows what the 0.1 of a hectare was like beforehand.
It was minute, but I'm just.
Well, it's not much. It was 0.1 of a hectare, but.
From my point of view, with the question was, I'm just disappointed that it just seems to be pedestrianised area which has replaced the parkland. And when transport's flowing, I'm trying to visualise this, I can't see how that junction is going to help local businesses and also traffic, or help pedestrians, but only pedestrians.
My point was, it was rather tired and cracked asphalt, some very tired rose beds, an old toilet block. It wasn't green space, like central space. It wasn't a large square meterage, if you look at the whole thing. I noticed the scheme. I've already cited the fact that I think it was old in origin, if you like. I think it started again, it'd be a different design. Did work very hard to moderate the innards of the scheme. I think I have included pedestrians and cyclists. The chair will know that I take the point about network assurance, which is what's really underpinning that general layout. I still think that as it's completed, it's going to be a much finer space. I think the entrance to the park will be a fine space. I think the new gateways and the way it aligns with footpaths is going to be a vast improvement to what was there.
I think we'll leave it there.
Why don't you just clap and comment and select the park? It's a great improvement.
I generally get a sense that I'm